CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China has strongly condemned a terrorist attack in Somalia in which a security guard at the Chinese embassy was killed and three embassy staff wounded. Sunday's suicide car bombing targeting Mogadishu's luxury Jazeera Palace Hotel has left at least 15 people dead and more than 40 others injured. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang says Chinese embassy staff have been moved to a safer location following the bombing and the wounded are being treated. There is no indication the Chinese mission was specifically targeted. China restored its diplomatic mission in Mogadishu last October, despite the volatile security situation there characterized by regular attacks launched by al-Shabaab. A Chinese college student detained in northern Iraq is now free. The Chinese embassy says Liu Tuo, a student majoring in archaeology at Peking University, has been freed by Iraqi police and is in good health. He is now in the capital Baghdad and will soon return home. Liu was detained earlier this month by Iraqi police as reports said he was suspected to have links to the Islamic State militant group. Reports say he had gone to Iraq to visit historical sites and was mistakenly thought to be a terrorist. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu on Monday announced plans to rout the Islamic State group from a strip of Syrian territory along the Turkish border. The U.S. and Turkey are to work together to create an Islamic State-free zone in parts of northern Syria. Long a reluctant member of the U.S.-led coalition against Islamic State, Turkey made a dramatic turnaround this week, granting the alliance access to air bases and launching air raids against both the jihadist movement and the PKK following a bombing by IS militants in Turkey near the Syrian border. The PKK has been involved in attacks against the Islamic State in northern Syria and along the Turkey-Iraq border. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is appealing for a unity as division over bailout measures deepens within his ruling Syriza party. He made the call at a meeting with the political committee of his radical left Syriza party on Monday, just one day before the bailout talks begin. The technical discussions are designed to clear the path for high-level talks between Greek ministers and senior European Union and International Monetary Fund officials later this week. Work safety officials in Hubei province have released a responsibility recognition report following the death of a woman who fell into a hole that opened suddenly at the top of an escalator at a shop center. The report says staff at the shopping center discovered that a panel at the top of the escalator was loose a mere 5 minutes before the accident, but did not take measures to stop the escalator for checks and repairs. Security camera video, which went viral online, shows the 31-year-old briefly clinging to the edge of the gap while holding up her young son to be rescued by a mall staff member. The child escaped unharmed, but the mother was later found dead under the escalator. A man who beat up a female driver, an assault that stunned the public, has been charged with intentional injury. His trial started on Monday morning in Chengdu, the capital city of southwest China's Sichuan province. The driver, surnamed Zhang, was detained by police for punching and kicking a female driver in the face repeatedly because her dangerous driving scared his wife and child. The court is yet to hand down a sentence. It is expected the attacker will be faced with penalties as the woman suffered broken ribs, a concussion, and severe bruising. A Chinese court has accepted a case against ConocoPhillips China and the China National Offshore Oil Corporation following an oil spill in Bohai Bay 4 years ago. This is the first case brought by a social organization over maritime pollution since the change of China's environmental protection law. According to the court, the organization urges the defendants to restore Bohai Bay's ecosystem and repair the damage. The Penglai 19-3 oil field in the Bohai Sea suffered a severe oil leak in mid-2011 and polluted over 6,200 square kilometers of seawater. The city of Harbin in northeast China will offer a 72-hour visa-free entry for international transit passengers starting next month in a move to boost tourism and business. The policy covers travelers from 51 countries and regions, including the United States, Russia, Britain, France, and Japan. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.